Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Milwaukee Braves and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Lemay. Batting second. The catcher, Del Crandall. Batting third. The third baseman, Eddie Mathews. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Hank Aaron. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Joe Adcock. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Al Spangler. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Carl Willie. Pitching for the Milwaukee Braves, Carl Willie. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Richie Ashburn. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Zimmer. Batting third. The right fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ed Bauschi. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Al Heist. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dick Bertel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Glenn Hobby. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Glenn Hobby. And now, play ball. Lemay batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. May takes first base on ball 4. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Crandall hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ashburn. Crandall reaches second base with a double. May goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Braves. Eddie Mathews is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Mathews hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Crandall moves to third. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hobby fields it and throws to first for the out. Mathews moves to second. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Bowling strikes out. Two outs. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Adcock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Crandall scores. Mathews scores. It's 3-0, Braves. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Spangler hits a fly ball into center field. Heist settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Willie fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Zimmer takes first base on ball 4. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Zimmer moves to second. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Santo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Zimmer scores. It's 3-1, Braves. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Banks takes first base on ball 4. Santo moves to second. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Bauschi takes first base on ball 4. Santo moves to third. Banks moves to second. Al Heist is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Heist hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mathews fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cubs won. The Braves will come to bat. Roy McMillan, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks misplays the ball. That's an error on Banks. Carl Willie is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Willie bunts towards the mound. Hobby fields it and throws to first for the out. McMillan moves to second. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of 0-1. May is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. May hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hobby fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Hobby. McMillan scores. May moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Braves. Del Crandall, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Crandall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Crandall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes May trying to get to home. Zimmer throws to Bertel, who tags May for the out. Two outs. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Matthews is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bausch scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Matthews for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Bertel hits a line drive into center field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Hobby takes first base on ball 4. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Ashburn is 0-for-1 in the game. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards second. Bowling fields it, throws to first for 1, and over to second, with McMillan covering. It's a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs 1. The Braves will come to bat. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Aaron is 0-for-1 in the game. Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hobby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Bowling is 0-for-1 in the game. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Adcock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Adcock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Zimmer is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Zimmer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Aaron, who is chasing the ball. Zimmer reaches third base with a triple. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams strikes out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Santo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews juggles the ball. That's an error on Matthews. Zimmer scores. It's 4-2, Braves. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Banks is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Banks strikes out. Two outs. Ed Bausch is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Bausch is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bausch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs 2. The Braves will come to bat. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Spangler is 0 for 1 in the game. Spangler takes first base on ball 4. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 1 in the game. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Carl Willey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willey is 0 for 0 in the game. Willey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hobby fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. May hits a pop-up towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Heist is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Heist is 0 for 1 in the game. Heist takes first base on ball 4. Dick Burkell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Burkell is 0 for 1 in the game. Burkell hits a fly ball into right field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Heist moves to second. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hobby is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hobby hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Ashburn is 0 for 2 in the game. Ashburn hits a line drive into right field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs 2. The Braves will come to bat. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Crandall is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Crandall hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ashburn. Crandall reaches second base with a double. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Matthews is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Matthews hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Aaron is 0 for 2 in the game. Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Crandall moves to third. Two outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 2 in the game. Bowling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Crandall scores. It's 5-2, Braves. Joe Adcock batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Adcock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Adcock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Zimmer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Zimmer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into center field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Zimmer moves to second. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Santo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Santo hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 5-4, Braves. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Banks hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May, who is chasing the ball. Banks reaches third base with a triple. Don Nottebart now pitching. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Bauschi is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bauschi hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Banks scores. It's Braves, 5, Cubs, 5. Al Heist is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Heist is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Heist hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nottebart fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Heist moves to second. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Bertel is 0-for-2 in the game. Bertel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs 5. The Braves will come to bat. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Spangler is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Spangler takes first base on ball 4. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-2 in the game. McMillan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Spangler moves to third. Don Nottebart is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Nottebart hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. May hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got one RBI. Crandall hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobby is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hobby hits a fly ball into center field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Richie Ashburn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ashburn is 0-for-3 in the game. Ashburn takes first base on ball 4. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ashburn. The throw from Crandall and he is out, McMillan applying the tag. Two outs. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Zimmer is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. Zimmer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs 5. The Braves will come to bat. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Matthews is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Aaron batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Aaron is 0-for-3 in the game. Aaron hits a pop-up towards first. Bauschi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bowling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hobby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Santo is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Santo bunts towards the mound. Nate Bart fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Banks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Banks hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bauschi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Bauschi hits a pop-up towards first. Adcock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs 5. The Braves will come to bat. Joe Adcock batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Adcock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Adcock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Spangler is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Spangler hits a fly ball into left field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McMillan hits a fly ball into left field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Heist is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Heist is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Heist hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Spangler. Heist reaches second base with a double. Sammy Taylor pinch hits for Dick Burkell. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Taylor hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Will pinch hits for Glenn Hobby. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Will hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nate Bart fields it and has Heist trapped. There's the throw to Bowling and over to Matthews, who tags Heist for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. 2 outs. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground that hits Will. Will is out and Ashburn is safe at first. There goes Will trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs 5. The Braves will come to bat. Sammy Taylor now catching. Don Elston now pitching. Don Nottebart is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Nottebart is 0-for-1 in the game. Nottebart strikes out. 1 out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. May is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. May hits a fly ball into left field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dell Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Crandall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Elston fields the ball and throws it to first. safe. Eddie Mathews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mathews is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Mathews hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Zimmer is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. Zimmer is hit by the pitch. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Williams bunts towards first. Adcock scoops it up and throws to first, with Bowling covering, for the out. Zimmer moves to second. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Santo is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Zimmer moves to third. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Banks takes first base on ball 4. Santo moves to second. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bauschi is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Bauschi hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Al Heist is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Heist is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Heist hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 9, and Milwaukee Braves, 5. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.